100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. Live music back in full swing. We're here for it. We were bored during 2020. Don't like that. And Matt Stell is going to be hitting up the Basin Music Hall this Friday night. Brittany and I are going. We're pumped. And we actually have Matt on the phone right now. How's it going?
What's up, ladies? It's going great. How are y'all?
We're good.
Going like phenomenal. We are like so pumped for Friday. We're so excited to be talking to you. So we're having a pretty good day.
We are having a good day.
Yeah, like we mentioned before, I'm already pre-gaming for Friday.
Yes.
I'm getting ready. I'm gonna be like we said, when you get a like before you go to the beach, you know, you want like a base tan, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna have like a base buzz for when I get to when I get to Baton Rouge, because it's gonna be so much fun. We hadn't been there in quite a while because, you know, the plague and whatnot. But
right.
I can't wait to get back and throw down with y'all.
We're pumped. It's going to be a great weekend. There's a home game this weekend, so it should be a great crowd.
Yeah, I was actually about to ask you if you've ever been to Baton Rouge, but you answered my question, and because obviously you already started drinking, so you know how it goes down here.
100%. I know my way around Baton Rouge a little bit, and I wish so hard I could stay for the game because, you know, I'm a Razorback, but I got to go to Mississippi. Yeah, I know, but yeah, hell, it'd be fun. I mean, y'all, we got the big battle for the booth this weekend. That's like my favorite game, you know, year in and year out. And y'all are obviously always unbelievable. So it's going to be a great time.
Do you have a prediction for the game, like what the score might be?
No, I don't even want to venture a guess because y'all look so good against Alabama. Although we did have a nice one against Mississippi State this last week. But, y'all look good against Bama, which, man, anybody that looks good against Bama and gives them a run for the money and beats them some like y'all do is obviously top tier. So we just going to be happy to be there, and we just going to party, win or lose. So
win or lose, we booze, right?
Absolutely.
That's it.
Brittany and I will get our smack talking in Friday night, you even worry about having to miss that game.
I love it. I really do love hanging out in Baton Rouge. I play some music down there. I made some friends down there, and I'm going to get a belly full of Raising Cane's, and I'm just going to raise some cane myself.
Yes.
So, Matt, tell us about boyfriend season.
It is not boyfriend season in my book, so
absolutely not.
Give us the rundown for boyfriend season.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, boyfriend season is a song that me and my buddies wrote. It was kind of like telling the other side of the story, because I've been broken up with plenty of times. There's all different flavors of getting broken up with, and sometimes it's your fault and sometimes it's not. And this song is about you know, when it's like not your fault, and that's kind of where the idea kind of came from. We just wanted to do something kind of fun that was rowdy and fun to yell, and man, we're loving playing this song live, and love to see in the comments who everyone thinks that this song is about. That's been a lot of fun too, because it's not, but it is. It's hilarious.
Matt, are you on the dating apps, or any of your friends on the dating apps? What is your opinion of like the Tinders, Bumbles, all the app names?
Brittany's
I don't know them.
Long term boyfriend, and she's constantly like looking at my dating apps.
Yeah,
and she's like, Abby, give me the tea, and I'm like, you don't want the tea.
I just
want
to know.
Really, no, it's terrible.
So yeah, give us your opinion.
I don't hate on anybody's hustle. Like any way that you can find and meet good people, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I don't have any Tinder profiles or anything, but I might make one just for fun to see what happens.
I don't know
what that would be like. I need to do that.
You should.
Can you do that by Friday, and I could be your swiper?
Yes. I need a designated swiper.
I got you. I always tell Abby, I said, just do the classic thing and get drunk at a bar like everyone else. That's where I met my boyfriend. Like,
That's exactly, like, my thing is, I'm sure it's a great way to meet people, but man, it doesn't take the place of the bar, that's for sure, especially on like an SEC game weekend. I mean, meet the best people and have the most fun. Everybody's rowdy. Everybody's ready to have a good time. And, you know, it's been my experience with my friends that sometimes Tinder will get them to the, get them to the bar, but sometimes they, sometimes they meet other people when they're even there. So it's like a good excuse to get out. But,
yes.
But yeah.
Always have to have a roster.
What was your worst first date?
My worst first date? Really? I actually just went on the worst second date of my entire life.
Ooh, give us the tea!
Give it to us!
Okay.
Wait, let me pour my drink.
Yeah, fill you up one. Worst second date, like, ever. So I met this girl and we were hanging out and she lives in California, but I'm always all over everywhere. So it was fine. We hung out. It was like, okay. Like we had a kind of a good time and we played golf. She's good at golf and I love to do that. There was a few little red flaggy things, but she was really good at golf. So I kind of like,
but you love carnival ride. So you love the red flags.
Look, red's my favorite color. So I hear that.
Exactly. I'm just like a bull in the ring, man. I see red, I charge. So she was supposed to come to Nashville, and I called her that morning, and she was super hungover, but I called her, and she missed, long story short, she missed her flight, and I was kind of like, okay, well, I'm out on this, because there's no reason to miss this flight. She was like 8 minutes from the airport.
Oh.
So then she was like, okay, let me make it up to you, I'm so sorry. So we met up, in California to hang out, and it was just the worst. Like, she sucked so bad. Yeah, it was like, all those red flags became like flashing red lights, like in a cockpit of a plane that's not doing well in the air.
Man.
Like that's what it was, like danger Will Robinson, like kind of thing. It was really bad, and so bad in fact that I was at this like little house party with didn't know anyone, mm-hmm. and she was just kind of off doing her things and having a different kind of fun than I typically like to have. And I didn't see her for like an hour, and I finally just was like, you know what? I'm out. And I just peaced out, went and got a hotel room. She didn't text me for like an hour to even see where I was.
Wow.
And then, then the next day I just hopped on a plane and came home early. There was a lot of other stuff that happened,
mm-hmm.
but I'm just trying to keep it like, I don't
PG.
Want anybody to be able to find out this person.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, I'm not trying to dox anybody, but it sucked. It was awful.
Let me guess. Was she a brunette?
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay.
She was a brunette.
Matt, that's where you're messing up.
Blondes are way more fun.
Yeah.
This is true. This is true. Blondes do have more fun. Although I can't tell. Like, do y'all think y'all should judge somebody by the hair color that they were born with or the hair color that she?
Both.
Well, hold on, because my natural hair color is brown, but like I'm like blonde.
Yeah.
So
right.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Well, so it's like, correct me if I'm wrong, but like it's like when Harry Potter goes to put on the hat and he's like doesn't want to be in Slytherin, but they're like, okay, cool. Well, you should have been, but because you didn't want to be, you're not. Huh. And that's kind of the same way. Like if you choose your hair color, like you're picking a different damn hat. I've only seen like 10 minutes of this movie, so I don't know that much about it. But it seems like the same thing, right? You kind of what you choose is just as important as what you were born with.
Yes.
That makes sense. You can't choose where you came from, but you can kind of choose where you're going. So
now, I love that.
There you go.
I love that.
Interesting.
That's why I have blonde hair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I can't choose where I was born, but I could choose where I'm going to, which is the basin in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I can't wait. Guys, I feel bad for anyone that like doesn't get tickets in time or something, because we're going to absolutely stomp a mud hole in the ass of Baton Rouge.
Yes.
And we're going to have so much fun. So
yes.
You can bleep that out if you need to. And I'm so turnt. I can't even censor myself. We're about to get it. We're about to get it.
I'm so excited. Well, what can people expect from you Friday night?
You can expect a rock and roll show made out of country songs, man. We throw down hard. You know, we rock out, and then, you know, we got a couple songs that's fortunate enough to have gone number one on country radio. So we obviously playing the hits, then we're playing some new stuff, and we're playing some stuff that I wish I wrote. Mm. And it's just a party, man. We're gonna be getting after it. SEC game weekend, one of the best college towns in all the country. It's going to be unbelievable.
It's going to be a great time. Well, Matt, we appreciate you giving us all the tea, talking to us for a little bit, and we cannot wait to see you on Friday.
And go Tigers.
Awesome. Awesome, ladies. Well, I'll see y'all soon.
Oh, yes. 100.7 The Tiger.